But they developed this pretty hill out there.
I see.
Crystal Hill. It came from the name of the Crystal Springs that I own it. And of course, our Potato Creek is the creek, and then we have Flint River. It's not many miles from us, and I believe it starts up toward Griffin.
Yes, it comes through on through.
It starts even farther than that. But I think Potato Creek maybe starts up there somewhere.
This is a name that sounds like something around there.
Well,
somebody said it was in Spaulding County. Yeah. I would set up some.
And we also have Swift Creek, which got its name from the mills that were first built here by the Swifts from Columbus.
Now that's interesting. You would have thought it had to do with the movement of the water.
No, it isn't, though. It's the Mr. George Swift, I believe.
Well, that's interesting. What about a rise, a gentle rise, and then a little steeper elevation? Can you think of different words for this?
A little slope or a hill or
and if it's much higher, then you would say
a mountain.
And what about a word for the area between two mountains where they run
the
back?
The valley.
And would you say, you have any other word for that? Maybe just at a certain place where the road goes through between two mountains, would that be?
Let's see, would that be?
Would you ever use N-O-T-C-H for?
No, I know that that would describe it, but we wouldn't say that.
A pass or a gap?
Pass or gap would be.
Is that word, do you have any proper nouns that has the word gap in it to mean anything around?
Well, there's some mountains in North Georgia that names something gap. I can't think what.
But we don't have any hills that are high enough around here.
Well, a gap could be just not too big a one in my estimation, but I just don't know that we've called anything that.
What about a place where a river has cut down a very steep
gorge, a ravine would be.
All right, and if it's just one side, and I'm not sure about this, but I have the impression maybe that a gorge may mean look
between.
Down, back up again. This could just be a cut on one side of a hill. Would you ever use if it were just rock sticking out? A cliff, perhaps?
Yes, a cliff.
How could you distinguish between a cliff and a ravine?
Well, a cliff is a part that's high to me, that interchangeable more with a mountain or the hillside. The gorge or ravine would be the low part.
Right. Okay. And do you have a word for a place where a boat stops and upon which freight is unloaded? We don't have many.
Well, dock or boat landing is
that I know. And what about the place where the water runs over and falls down over
waterfall?
And the different kinds of roads that we have.
Asphalt, is that what you mean?
Yes.
Concrete or dirt roads
A graded road is
maybe just dirt, but has been surfaced with just hard top, hard sawdust.
Right. And do you have a word for if you're driving out in the country and maybe it's a cement road and a little road that turns off
a bypass?
Okay. And
country road is
just a country road, right? What about a word that refers to an area from a public road up to the house? It might not even be big enough for a car to go up.
Well,
up the.